Post-game coverage on 94.3 KNIA. Indianola wins in walk-off 7-6. And again, flipping a coin in my head, Celia, if you didn't make so many seventh-inning game-tying or game-winning hits, you wouldn't have to come up here and do this. Talk about hitting the walk-off in tonight's win.
I don't know. It's kind of fun. Just had to make it a fun situation, and we were in. Knew we needed to get a hit. And, yeah, that's about it. Just wanted to do it for the team and have fun while we were up there and just get a win.
All right. Well, Macy, we'll go to you. You're leading off the inning, giving up four runs. Felt like the Mustangs had a lot of momentum heading into the bottom of the seventh inning. What was your approach to the plate? And I know it was an extended at-bat, and you ended up drawing the walk.
I keep the same routine every time I step into the box, no matter if there's two outs, no outs, seventh inning, first inning. I keep the same routine in my head and with my body getting in the box, and that's how I really calm my nerves in order to just produce hits or produce a walk to help my team.
All right, well, so you're saying the pressure didn't matter, the same routine just kind of helps you out every single time?
Yes. No matter what I do the same routine so that, like, my body knows what it's doing and my head's engaged.
Perfect. Well, this Indian squad, you've had some heartbreak losses this season, but you're on a nice winning streak now. How did it feel to kind of come out on the winning end of this one? We'll start with you, Celia.
It was especially nice since we lost to DCG earlier in the year, and we really knew that for the conference we needed to get these games going and needed to win this for the team. Obviously, it felt good to get this one and just having fun while we were doing it.
All right. Good. Macy, same question.
We're a very hungry team, and it just felt good to come out and compete and do our best and come through in the end and push through, even when, you know, DCG is a very competitive team as well, and it was nice that we were able to come out on top this time.
I think concluding a couple of very busy weeks, and then you got some time off. Well, how did you and the rest of the squad use that time off? Kind of, I think it was 4 or 5 days, finally, for the first time this season, to be able to not just be playing games all week.
It was pretty nice. A lot of us were actually getting sick, and we just need to get some rest. So just taking a break and getting some rest, feel our bodies, and having fun, and just be ready for the games that are coming up.
All right, Macy?
Yep, just preparing our bodies so that we can come out here and compete and do what we do best.
Well, this is a very talented Little Hawkeye Conference. It's pretty much competition night in and night out. Does that make it easier or harder for you to get ready for each game, or does it not matter too much to you?
I think it's fun for us. We like the competition. We like pushing ourselves. Sometimes we get ahead of ourselves and don't think about what we need to think about sometimes, so it's nice when we got that competition pushing us and just really push for what we are capable of.
I feel like this competition and all these teams push us to be better and more competitive, and it pushes us to make plays we don't normally do and hustle a little harder and just overall play better as a team.
Well, something I've heard from Coach Evans and other players that I've had up here for post-game interviews is trust in your teammates, even when things aren't going so right.
For sure.
Trust in your teammates. How do you feel about that?
Tonight, that was a big thing, I think, that went through our head. Obviously, we were struggling a little bit in the top of the seventh inning, and we really just had to trust in the capability of our teammates and just trust what we were capable of and how we could push through that.
Yeah, we decided that we need to play as a team and support our amazing pitchers. They did so well tonight, and our catchers working their butts off for us every pitch of the game. And we decided that we really needed to play as a team in order to give them some insurance.
All right, another matchup with Grinnell, who played you tough the first time and then followed by a doubleheader with Oskaloosa. How do you want to approach the next three games?
We want to, like I said, when you step in the box, it's the same routine. You got to do what you do each time, no matter the game, no matter the team. You prepare, and you just step in the box.
Perfect.
Just going to have fun and know what we can do.
Thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and congratulations on the win.
Thank you.